check out.
What was it?
Your check found it.
Found what?
Microphone.
Where was it?
Just in the room.
Mark?
Pascal, just the you wanted to have a good performance tonight to, you know, for the fans. Obviously got what you want. What was the best part of the night for you?
I don't know if I can say if there was the best night was this. The best moment was, well, there was a few, right? So Del Bell Belou's first shift scores a goal. Zach Werenski ties the record. But the message today was we're going to compete as hard as we can. And we owe it to our fans. We owe it to the jersey we wear. And been saying that next year, starting now, still evaluating character of our team and the people, how they manage those moments. But winning that game in front of our fans, last game of the season, that's the cherry on the cake.
Jet Greaves, obviously, very impressive performance tonight. And he's strung together a couple of impressive performances. How good does it feel to kind of give him this shot, you know, late in the season and see what he can do?
Yeah, I just spoke to him. Big playoff run for him with Cleveland. Great teammate. He's a hardworking guy. Great teammate. He's obviously a good goaltender. Now he's done it multiple times. So for those guys, you want them to have success. And came here, gave him a chance, and he took advantage of it. So it's good for him, and it's good for the organization. Moving forward, we know that this guy is a legitimate goaltender. And on top of it, he fits kind of personality we want to have in the dressing room. Excuse me. So he's done a lot of good things.
As everybody's excited when the guy makes his NHL debut, what was the bench like when Del Bell, as you said, first time he's, I think it was the first time he was on the ice, but his first full shift.
First time he was on the ice, we got a too many men, so he went right to the box.
Right.
The bench just erupted. Guys really, like the young guys, like when Malatesta scores a goal, like this first goal, the bench just went crazy. Same thing for him. Like he's been called up this afternoon.
Yeah.
And I believe somebody told me that his parents were in the elevator when he scored that goal. Just too bad. But that's a good story in 20 years. But we have a good room, and that's what they're telling me when I meet with them before they go back to Cleveland. The guys really took care of me. They were really good to me, so they were really happy for him.
And did you hear the crowd like final bench chanting?
Yeah, I did.
CBJ.
Yeah.
How well is that to see?
It represents what they're doing. Makes me dream of giving them playoffs and having those guys cheer for playoff hockey, wins and playoff hockey. They've been amazing all year. Well, since I've been here for 3 years now, it's just, you're just a big piece of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Coach, you had a little bit of time to see Malatesta play with Olivier and that kind of thing. How much have you just kind of enjoyed watching that line and those guys play together and kind of just, you know,
they embrace the role, right? But this young man won the MVP in the playoffs, then the MVP at the biggest junior tournament in Canada. And I can see why. He's first of all, he's a tough young man in a sense that he's not backing down. He goes first in the corner. He's going to be willing. He's willing to make plays under pressure, getting hits. Finishing his hits. I think he's got over 40 body checks in 11, 12 games. He's made a big impression on us, his character. And that's what I told him. I said, that fire that you have, that's your identity. That's what you can bring in. Adding this guy to Corrali and Olivier gave us an identity on that line. So he's done a real good job.
You mentioned, obviously, Werenski earlier. The way he finished this season, how important can that be going toward next season?
Yeah, it's It's been a hard season, the ups and downs and the injuries and all of that. But to finish on a good note like this, like we don't go home with it's a sour taste because of everything that happened. But to finish like this, your last game, the way he's played it, it's good for him. It's good for the team. Summer, getting ready for next year. So it was good for him.
Pascal, what did you like about Gavin Brindley's debut?
Oh, he's this young man is a player. I like his composure. I like his, and that's something that you see on older players, or his board play was really good. Under pressure, the poise with the puck that he had, even when he had a D on top of him, his ability to make plays, but he's a powerful skater, and I can see it. I can see this guy being, he's not a tall guy, but he's a powerful man. I can see him being a powerful skater in the NHL. So, and I liked, he's got a little bit of a swagger about him in a very positive way. He came here and let's go. And he's 19 years old. So big moment for him. But it was nice to see him against NHL players, and he's a good player.
As the season ends on a celebratory note with this game tonight, how ominous is this offseason with all of the changes that could be coming, and how do you feel about what's coming personally or for the whole of the team?
Well, we know we're going to have a new GM. What's going to happen from there, I don't know. But like I said the other day, to evaluate our team and the way we've played from December till the end of the trading period is really what we've established early in the season and moving forward, and then we had the trades and stuff and the injuries. So we've improved on a lot of things, and the guys know about it. But this summer, we're going to be specific about a few things. And when it comes to me, well, it's going to be up to the new GM to decide what he wants to do. Certainly hope I'll be here. But it's going to be up to him, I believe.
With all of that uncertainty, is it difficult for you to put a plan in place for this team and these players moving forward?
It could be, but the people who know me and my personality, if I'm here for the next month or the next 10 years, as long as I'm a Blue Jacket, I'm going to do my best. And I think part of my job right now is for that person to come in is to give him as much info as possible, and honest assessment of all departments of the team, of the players, and so we can make the best decisions for the future of this organization. This organization deserves to be winning, and I believe we're on the right track, and as long as I'm here, and like I said, if it's for 1 year, 10 years, as long as I'm here, they're going to have the best out of me. I'm going to give them my best.
Coach, I just want to say you did a good job this year in my work, in my last
I appreciate
season.
That.
Anyway, I want to ask you, how big is it tonight to win for Jeff Brimmer? Because he's a part of the team, too.
Yeah. Well, he's such a character. He's such a good man. He's been in the NHL for 47 years. And there's a reason for it. You don't last that long if you're not a special man. So he came in the room before the game and announced the starting lineup, and he said, "I expect a win, and there's nothing less. Like there's nothing we can't. There's no way you guys are gonna let me retire on a loss." And it was a great speech. So for him to be part of that last game, and for us to win it. And part of it was for him. It's just a feel-good story.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pastor. Everyone, our plans for tomorrow, I think the Senate advisory out earlier. So 10 to 12, we'll funnel players in as we usually do. It'll be